Good evening and welcome to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett and I'm so proud to be the host of this show because listeners, as you know, we gather each month and we invite community leaders and we get to know nonprofits in the Valley. We get to know what people are doing, what motivates them to do the good work, and especially what are the volunteer opportunities if people want to get involved and support our nonprofit organizations. So every program, we get the chance to really learn and listen. And tonight, we have another terrific show. I know you're going to be as excited as I am. So let's jump right in. And I'm so proud to introduce my first guest, and that is Kurt Mozell. Kurt is the COO of ArtsQuest. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, Laurie. Thanks so much for having me on. Super excited to be here talking about everything that we have going on this summer at ArtsQuest and SteelStax and the Banana Factory.
Great. And you could do a whole lot of ands. And Grange Park, and. So
it never ends.
It never ends. And that's the beauty of ArtsQuest. ArtsQuest has become such an incredible institution, such an impact in the Lehigh Valley. I know that you're the chief operating officer for ArtsQuest. Tell us a little bit about your role with the organization, Kurt.
Sure. So I've been with ArtsQuest 15 years now, or at least this will be my 15th Music Fest. In my role, I oversee the sponsorship department, marketing department, our box office. Then I also get into operations and IT and merchandise. It definitely keeps me pretty busy. But for me, that's a great thing because I love the variety and working with all of our different staff and their personalities and objectives. It really, every day is truly different and very fun in the environment that we've created.
Oh, wonderful explanation. Kurt, I know you well. We've had the chance to work together and you are such a creative and entrepreneurial thinker. Can you talk a little bit about how that personality fits so well with what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, ArtsQuest is very fortunate in that every day and every year we have the opportunity of creating virtually anything that we feel there's a void in the valley for and that the community might be looking for. So we look at different cultural happenings, different trends, just like you said, that creative freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, my background was in sports, which was very fun for creating promotions and things like that. And I think it was a great foundation for what we do. But the real upside is we don't have a league office or someone that constricts where we want to go. And so if an idea sounds good, like a soccer festival or doing free concerts at Grange Park, which is, you know, 10 miles from Bethlehem, and we want to go there and do that, we just need to kind of present it to the board and talk about it and say, we think this is a good idea. And then on we go.
And, you know, I see when I see the list of activities and events coming up, I mean, they are so diverse, from films to, you know, of course, there's Music Fest, but just the different festivals that you're really working to meet the needs of community. Even some I see that are coming up, Pizza Fest. And did I see there's a Cold Brew Fest?
A Cold Brew Hubbubaloo.
That's it. I knew it was clever. What is a hubbubaloo?
A hubbubaloo. We're going to keep adding those in.
Right.
It's a celebration of everything coffee. And our experiential team, again, went back to what they see as a trend and said, we think we can bring together a lot of different coffee brewers in the area and have them come out and celebrate everything caffeinated.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So let's get right into what's happening this summer, Kurt. Here we are. We're well into summer. Tell our listeners some of the things that you're involved with presented by ArtsQuest.
Sure. Well, let's get the big one out of the way and just say Music Fest real quick. August 1st through 11th, we do have a preview night. So it's 11 days of fun down at SteelStax and in Bethlehem. We have more than 460 free performers playing on 16 stages across North and South Side, along with our paid stage, the Wind Creek Steel Stage, where we'll have headliners like Greta Van Fleet and Shinedown and Ludacris and Joelle and Randy.
Old Dominion. Looking forward to it.
Again, when you look at that lineup, we try to offer something for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's indie rock, there's classic rock, there's country, there's Latin, there's hip hop. You know, that's our goal, is if we have shows that appeal to different audiences, we're going to attract folks to come down and maybe they're going to see something else that they like while they're there and expand their horizons. But we want to be able to offer something to everyone possible that they can come down and take advantage of it.
So Music Fest is the big thing.
That's our
big
thing.
Tell us about some of the other things. I know there's really exciting soccer events coming up.
Yeah, thanks for that. This year marks the Copa America, which is typically a South and Central American soccer tournament. And back in 2016, we hosted a viewing event for that when it was the 100th anniversary. And we've been doing soccer events since 2014 and the Men's World Cup. That includes the Women's World Cup in 2015, and then that would kind of repeat every 4 years on those. And we've brought more than 100,000 people down to view soccer and partake in this cultural phenomenon, is what I would call, because I saw this going back to the 2006 World Cup. I went to Germany and saw what it was like there, and that was really part of the inspiration of what we thought we could do on the Air Products Town Square and at SteelStacks, was bring suburban soccer families and maybe Ecuadorian families that have relocated here that are just happen to be big soccer fans, and have them sit next to each other and have their kids kind of kick a ball together and really use soccer as a metaphor for bringing cultures together because of maybe the passion for a game, or maybe it's just that warm, diverse feeling that has been happening now for more than 10 years, but it's really fun. And so we have three matches that we're going to be showing: June 23rd, 26th and July 1st. And those are all evening games. Folks can go to the SteelStacks website to find out more. And we're doing youth clinics for kids. We're doing clinics for children with disabilities. We're hosting a 3-on-3 soccer tournament for kids, all as part of this to bring out the community to have a good time.
Oh, and, you know, Arts Quest is the one to do it. I mean, the facility at the SteelStacks campus is incredible. You know that the Lehigh Valley is a soccer community. Is that right?
Yeah, there's tremendous passion for soccer in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. There is a variety of clubs that have entry-level youth soccer all the way to highly competitive amateur teams. And soccer also has a tremendous history that dates back more than 100 years with Bethlehem Steel. Bethlehem Steel actually had the most successful professional soccer team in the history of the United States. They won 11 national championships between 1914 and 1927 and had a gentleman on the team named Archie Stark, who was an immigrant from Scotland, who scored more goals than anybody else in the world in a season until 2012, when Lionel Messi broke that record. So just unbelievable history.
Oh, what a great connection with the Valley and with Bethlehem.
Absolutely.
What else is happening this summer, Kurt?
So, you know, you talk about different cultural events. We have our Sabor Latin Festival, which we've been doing for 13 years. That's June 27th through the 29th. We have our July 4th celebration, which is presented by Embassy Bank, where we have patriotic music, food, and to get together for those that want to maybe recognize members of their families that have served. And it's just really a warm experience in that respect.
And then fireworks.
And then fireworks to boot right at the end. Correct. We're taking our programming on the road and we're going out to Grange Park right near the new Air Products facility. We're doing concerts in the park there. We have a Bruno Mars tribute band playing there July 10th, and Eagle Mania, which is a staple at SteelStacks and certainly has played at Music Fest before. Don Cunningham's band is opening up for them on July 11th. So two great nights of music out at Grange Park. Tickets for that can be found by going to the Arts Quest website. I know we have a lot of websites, but people can go to the Arts Quest website to find out more about those great shows.
And you realized that the music, the entertainment, the gatherings don't have to happen just on the SteelStacks campus.
We're actually running out of dates on the SteelStacks campus. So as part of our new strategic plan, we're talking about what expansion means and being curious to taking some of our programs on the road when it makes sense. And the beauty of that is when the programs do well, it really still supports the mission back home.
Right.
So we have been getting more outreach from communities like Upper Macungie Township, Freemansburg, some communities in New Jersey, just inquiring as to how we might be able to do some of the things that we do. And it's a great exercise for our team. We always learn something. The goal is for us to continue to get better. And this is just one of the ways we can do that.
Well, and Kurt, it's your innovation and creativity and willing to take a risk that pushes some of these ideas forward. Let's talk a little bit about, I know you worked for the Minnesota Timberwolves, you worked for the Morning Call, you've had some really fantastic past experiences that brought you here. Was there a person in your life that encouraged you, that motivated you, that you might, you know, give a nod to, that really helped to inspire you to be who you are today?
You know, there's a couple, but whenever you and I talk, one of the things you always say, I'm always smiling, I'm always
you
up,
are.
I'm always energetic. And my first boss at the Minnesota Timberwolves, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Municki, who is still there, he's a vice president of community and fan development. was unbelievably positive. And every time you came to him with a question or a problem, or when he was engaged with our fans or youth basketball coaches, he really delivered high energy. And it was one of those characteristics that I adopted and have tried to incorporate everywhere, because I've always found that positive energy really helps drive things in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. I know you have a couple of kids, Kurt. What do you see in them? Do you think young people coming up understand this commitment, this enthusiasm, this sincerity for work?
You know, we really try to instill, both Jamie, my wife, and I, the value of hard work. And both my kids are swimmers. And swimming is a sport that really is a grinder, right? They're in the pool 6 days a week, and they're doing all that. But, you know, my son, Carson, now he's 15. For the first time, he's working. He has two jobs. So he's swimming in the morning, and then he's going, and he's working in the afternoon. And our goal is, A, to keep him busy so, you know, they don't get in any trouble. But more importantly, it's really to develop those work habits. And the kids are actually starting to talk about doing their own first fundraiser nonprofit event this summer. They're talking about starting, well, an event that would bring out all their swim friends to raise money to help teach inner city kids how to swim. And it's given them both so much. And we've started to talk about what swimming means in different communities and how there is a lack of that in some urban communities. So this is something that they're now talking about taking on and developing. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. But I think it'll be a great opportunity to learn about the work that goes into it and the feeling that you get when you're giving back to your community.
And how can they not be inspired? They live with you. So they're seeing all this energy and all this positivity. When we think about your involvement with ArtsQuest, what difference do you think you personally are making on the organization?
That's a great question. You know, I try to inspire pushing the envelope when maybe you hear no to an idea and that you keep driving it home. And if you're passionate about something, you're going to be the catalyst to make it successful. And a lot of the unique experiential type programs that we've done have been driven by a staff member that has a passion. A few years ago, a former staff member, Mark Demko, did an event called Step Outdoors, and it was about all things outdoors. And when he, you know, left the company a couple years later, that event kind of went with him because he was the passion behind it. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because it's still the type of story that you can tell and inspire other staff to say, hey, do your job. But as you do your job and you think about what we're missing and what you like, if there's an opportunity there, let's talk about it.
What a great example. Really, really love it. Kurt, what could some of our listeners do to get involved with ArtsQuest, with SteelStax, with some of your events?
Boy, well, you know, one of the biggest ways is volunteering. You know, over the past decade, I would say the demographic of the volunteer is changing dramatically. We used to have almost 3,000 volunteers that would come out and be a part of programs. And that number is dwindling. The older population is doing it a little bit less, and it's being replaced by the corporate volunteer in some cases. But volunteering in general is something that can really help us put on all of the, you know, almost half of the programs we do are free to the public. And so anything we can do to help defer costs and help with infrastructure really helps. So getting involved with volunteering, going to the ArtsQuest website, the SteelStax website, you know, all you have to do is click volunteer, and it'll take you to a page where you can input your information, and someone from our team will contact you and find out exactly what the right fit is, whether that's coming out to Music Fest for three shifts, or it's working at Music Fest cafe shows, or helping with classes at the Banana Factory if you've been involved with education. There's a lot of different ways you can get involved. So anyone that's interested, that would be a huge help, and we'd love to see you come out and be a part of the team.
We spend time really on each program here talking about volunteer opportunities, and as you were just explaining it, of course you could work, you could volunteer at ArtsQuest, at throughout SteelStax. Like, I forget all the different ways you can volunteer. It's not just pouring beer, which you might want to do. Speaking of which, listeners, we do have a couple of the Music Fest 2024 mugs sitting right here with us in the studio. So that's good to see. Kurt, we're at the end of our time. What is a thought you'd like to leave our listeners with about the impact, the role, the commitment of ArtsQuest on the Lehigh Valley?
You know, our goal is to make the Lehigh Valley a better place and to give back. And, you know, we offer a variety of programs for a reason. We want to have something for everybody. So if you come out and you participate in a program and you see something either that you like or that you don't like or that you see that is there and present or that is missing, we want to start a dialogue with you. You know, the more we communicate with the residents of the Lehigh Valley and beyond, the more we learn and the better we're going to do. We have a great time doing it. We don't mind hearing when we maybe don't meet people's expectations, or certainly when we do. Everyone at the organization really enjoys what they do or they wouldn't be there. You know, it's a commitment, and we are always putting on events. That engagement is really what drives a lot of us. And I hope to hear from some folks that heard this today even, and looking forward to all the great events we have going on this summer.
Thank you so much. Again, listeners, we were joined this evening by Kurt Mozell, and Kurt is the Chief Operating Officer of ArtsQuest. And we'll be right back.
WDIY is Lehigh Valley Public Radio at 88.1 FM, also on WDIY.org.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and I'm so pleased to welcome our second guest. It is my friend, Lauren Graves. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
And listeners, Lauren is such an active community volunteer and leader. Lauren, I know you're involved in so many organizations. Why is that? Why do you do what you do across the valley?
Well, I actually started volunteering with the Sixth Street Shelter. It feels like 100 years ago, but it probably was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know. I started getting involved through Air Products. We had adopted apartments there. And I realized the longer I was spending time there, I really felt just passionate about the organization and getting more involved. And it really grew from there. And you really got me involved in nonprofits. And so I really felt like I was led where I was passionate or where I had a connection in some way.
And that's part of the secret, isn't it? You have success when you believe deeply in the mission, right? You don't notice.
Exactly.
Because you just want to give more and more and more in whatever way that you can.
That's exactly it. It definitely doesn't feel like a task or a job or a responsibility that you have to fit in. You will make time for what's important for you. And so you help in any way that you can, at any capacity that you can.
Love it. And specifically, a couple of the things that you do, and I know the list is long. First of all, love that you started with Sixth Street Shelter as a part of Community Action of the Lehigh Valley. That's such a wonderful organization. But I know you're extremely involved in American Heart Association, and you chair the Circle of Red.
Yes.
And I know they have several events throughout the year. They have one coming up at the end of June. Could you talk a little bit about the Lehigh Valley chapter of American Heart?
Yes, absolutely. So the Lehigh Valley chapter has now also taken on Berks County, which is wonderful. So they are widening their outreach and their stretch. And we have an event coming up on Thursday, which is the Go Red for Women Luncheon. We have that event. It's around 11 to 1 at Arts Quest. It's absolutely beautiful there. And it's stunning when you're there because everyone is in red. The whole goal of the event is to bring awareness. It really is for all, but it focuses on women. 1 in 3 women continue to be diagnosed with either congestive heart failure, stroke, heart attack. And so when you look at those staggering numbers of 1 in 3 is going to not be here, you really want to do what you can to bring awareness to our community. And that's really what the luncheon is all about. We still have a few tickets available, so if people are interested, they can connect on the Heart Association website. But we'd love for people to get involved. If they can't participate in the luncheon, they can participate in other ways.
And what are some of the other year-round events and awareness activities for the American Heart Association?
One of our biggest year-round events is training all individuals in CPR. CPR is absolutely huge. It's changed from the way it was years ago. You don't have to give breaths as long as you're continually giving chest compressions. And they have probably a whole list of 100 songs that are relatable across generations that you can sing and help you when you're giving these chest compressions.
What a great way for people to, first of all, not worry about it and feel confident if they should be in a dire situation.
Absolutely. They're really focused on high schools, middle-aged students, especially kids that are home in the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw in the news recently, but one of the Allentown police officers actually had a heart attack right in the middle of the street. And there were two officers there that performed CPR and saved his life. And when you look at that situation, you think, of course, there's officers there. They know what to do. But what if they weren't there and it was just a community of bystanders? Would someone step in and would they know what to do? So really all year round, we spread a lot of awareness. The training is absolutely free. The Heart Association will send kits. They'll come to your workplace. They'll come to your organizations and teach CPR. And it's really a wonderful mission that they're driving throughout the year.
What about the walk and what about Wear Red Day? Anything else that's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So the walk is coming up on September 22nd. That will be at the Lehigh Valley Zoo. It's a new location this year for the walk. They go around to all different locations in around the area, but they've selected the zoo. So that's very exciting. And really the goal of that is to try and get more kids and younger people to come and get more involved and do more than just walk. So that'll be very exciting. And Wear Red Day is always the first Friday in February. And that's another awareness event. The biggest thing for people is when they think of a heart attack, they think of some of the stereotypical symptoms like chest pain, that have shortness of breath. But when you look at the statistics of men and women, they have very different symptoms that lead to a heart attack. Some people aren't feeling well for a month or 2 months, and women often feel like they have the flu. They're just feeling run down. And oftentimes, as women, we just want to take care of everyone else and not ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we ignore it, and we just say it'll pass or it's stress. We just don't put the time into taking care of ourselves. And that's also why yearly physicals are so important. Another goal of the Heart Association is really pushing out, getting those preventative checks, because those are the people that can notice if something's off with your blood pressure, your heart rate's running a little bit high. It's that early detection that is key. And if you are noticing any symptoms or changes, you get help right away. Mm-hmm. So that Wear Red Day is really important. So we can wear red, which is a nice, bright, beautiful color. It really grabs the attention of people almost asking, why are you wearing red? Well, you can really easily launch into, do you know the statistics? Mm-hmm. And most people don't know that heart disease is still the number one killer of people in the U.S.
Right.
Everyone thinks it's cancer. It's really heart disease. So it's really important that we bring as much awareness as possible.
Thank you. What a great champion you are for the Heart Association, Lauren.
Thank you.
No, thank you for that. I know there are other nonprofit organizations that you are so passionate about, a couple of them being Cancer Support Community and Women United with United Way. Why those two? What was your inspiration there with either of those?
The Cancer Support Community of the Greater Lehigh Valley really came about because my father, he was diagnosed with cancer, and that drove my passion. And when you have something in your life, you almost notice it more when you hear about it or see about it. And it felt like I constantly was hearing about a cancer diagnosis, and I wanted to do more. So I really passionately felt like if I wanted to get into an organization, this is really where I want to devote the majority of my time. And they have such wonderful programs and services that they offer completely free to our community. And that to me just completely resonated, that you can get counseling, and not just for you, but for your entire family. A caregiver also has a lot of stress and discomfort and feeling helpless. So they have a lot of things that they offer to the community, which is great. And Women United is a fantastic organization as well. United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, such a large, profound nonprofit organization in the Valley, helping many other nonprofits. Women United really is a group of very passionate women who devote a set amount of money aside. And then as a group collectively, we can handpick which projects we think the money would make the most impact here in the Valley.
It seems like every time I do this program, United Way comes up.
I'm sure.
Because the reach is, first of all, United Way understands needs and understands giving and philanthropy and just knows how to bring people together, just like they do with Women United.
Absolutely. It's great.
Lauren, who was it in your life that inspired you to get so involved?
Well, certainly growing up, we would do things here and there. I would say mostly my father was just very, a very giving person. He had his first heart attack at 39 years old. And I think when I look back, I really feel like he showed me how to give to others and really be not just respectful of everyone in the situation that they're in, but really to give whatever I possibly could.
What advice do you have for people who are thinking about getting involved? I meet so many people who aren't yet volunteering, and they're saying, well, when the kids get older, well, when I retire.
You know,
and certainly there's different seasons of your life when people might have more time. But what have you seen, or what advice would you give to people thinking about supporting their communities?
Don't hesitate. Again, we make time for what's important for us, but what you get back is greater than you could ever imagine. It's giving an anonymous gift, but you actually get to see them open it and their excitement and their true appreciation. And you're standing there feeling like, I just gave this small piece, but it was so impactful on that person's life. So that in itself is such a true reward. But even more so, we actually have so many people here in the Valley that do participate and do volunteer. So you're literally growing your network of the people that you're involved with and who you meet along the way, that you may not need that connection right away, but down the line, you might say, hey, we used to volunteer in this board together, or we had our children volunteer and pack lunches somewhere. It's just a great way to stay connected and to also teach you how to operate in a really small organization and be really efficient and concise in your decision making.
Lauren, we talked about the Heart Association. We talked about Cancer Support Community, United Way, Women United. There's also the opportunity in the Valley to volunteer in other ways. I know that you are involved with the Chamber.
Yes.
And the Downtown Allentown Business Alliance. And they're putting on Blues, Brews, and Barbecue.
Yes.
And I think you go and supervise one of the beer tents.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Talk a little bit about that, because volunteering can be so many things to so many people.
It's so true. Those organizations are wonderful. If you love planning or getting involved, if you love event planning, those things are absolutely perfect. There is so much going on, and you're really in the heart of the community. The Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Festival is just a wonderful day to bring the community together and enjoy music, walk around, and do some family activities. It expands every single year. And I have been in the beer tent, and it's so much fun tapping beer and meeting so many people and seeing so many people you recognize in the community, making new friends. It's a wonderful, wonderful day, but the Chamber itself could never put it on without volunteers. We have probably 150 to 200 volunteers that day. It starts at 6:30 in the morning, and wrap up isn't until well after midnight. So there's a lot of hands that are needed to bring these wonderful things to the community. But again, another way to network and meet new people and find other ways to talk about things, learn new things. It's great.
I believe you used to be involved with the Volunteer Center.
Yes. I love the Volunteer Center.
So with that experience as well, what do you think about the state of volunteerism or giving back in the Lehigh Valley? Do you see it as strong and steady?
Absolutely. I think it's only growing. And I love that the younger generations that are coming up behind us really have that passion early on. So the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley has a lot of programs that they have to get teens involved early on. They actually have a program over the summer, a week-long program of what it's like to volunteer. They work on a project together. They have a lot of training opportunities that are available for people who want to join a board. How to get involved. It may seem intimidating or overwhelming. They have classes that run you through what the expectation is and what you can, what time you can devote or what you may need to bring to the table. So when you look at who should I start with, I think the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley is the perfect place to get started. If you want to just do episodic volunteering, they have an entire list of all the volunteer needs across the Lehigh Valley. You can go on their website, click on the organization's link, see what they need. There's lots of information. And even though they're a small organization, they're so mighty. They really want to help everyone. And they're a one-stop shop, not just for volunteers, but other nonprofit organizations. They're a wonderful resource center.
Great. Great commercial. Karen Smith has been on this program before. And again, like United Way, the resources that we have here, if you want to be connected, you alone, you and your family, you and your company, they're there. And certainly the Volunteer Center is a great location for that.
Exactly.
As we close out, anyone who knows you are always so positive, so willing to lend a hand or, you know, show up and help others. Why is that? Is there a mantra that you give to yourself that propels you out to work, to community with this positive spirit?
Yeah, I think you and I really relate to this and just being really faithful. But every day when I wake up, I will always say to myself, be better today than you were yesterday. And sometimes that's very small things, and sometimes it's in very small ways. But if I can give any of my extra time, instead of just sitting around and watching a TV show or just doing something that's not adding value, I suggest anybody and everybody just take even a half hour of time to do something for someone else. It completely rejuvenates your soul. And it's, you know, at the end of the day and the end of our lives, I think it's the one thing we can look back on and have no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And listeners, again, I'm crying again. But we were joined tonight by Lauren Graves. And Lauren is a very active community volunteer with a lot of nonprofits and specifically with the American Heart Association. Thanks for joining us for this program tonight. We were joined by Kurt Mozell, who is the COO of ArtsQuest, and Lauren Graves, community volunteer. And please join us, listeners, every Monday night for some really outstanding, very sincere, very authentic public affairs programming. You can find past shows on WDIY.org or on our app. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time on A Closer Look. Good night.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to the WDIY website or app to share or become a WDIY member.